and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. With you.
And with thy spirit.
by thy grace, whatsoever is hindered by our sin may be speedily accomplished through your mercy and satisfaction, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional meeting, the altar of confession, the chief article of faith is the article 27a of monastic vows. What is taught on our part concerning monastic vows will be better understanding if it be remembered what has been the state of our monasteries and how many things were daily done in those very monasteries, contrary to the canons. In Augustine's time, they were free association that afterward, when the discipline was corrupted, vows were everywhere added for the purpose of restoring discipleship, as in a careful planned prison. Gradually, many other observances were added besides the vows, and these fetters were laid upon many before the lawful age, contrary to the canons. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. So far, the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But this under tutors, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. And even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So far the epistle lesson. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, and she was of great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years before her dear virginity. And she was a widow, about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer night and day. And she, coming in at that instant, gave thanks likewise to the Lord, and spake of him to all of them that looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So far, the Holy Gospel.
Thank you.
Lord, now let us all thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. So far, please be seated. Much of the business world is taking an account of its assets and liabilities to determine how successful the year has been and what might be expected in the year ahead. We too, with gratitude, remember the many blessings of God. The words of our sermon text were spoken by Simeon, the just and devout man, who had waited for the coming of the Messiah. This occasion was the presentation of Christ in the temple. Simeon took the Holy Child into his arms and declared his faith with the following words of joy and confidence. Simeon knew that without the Savior, there was a great lack in his life. He also knew the promise of God regarding the Savior, and he wanted to see these promises fulfilled, and God granted him that wish. Simeon speaks of deliverance. He talks about departure from this world. And now Elias had seen the salvation which God had promised for him and for the sinful world. Other things in life were of lesser importance. We're not far removed from the Christmas celebration when we once again commemorate the great event of the birth of the Christ child, Jesus Christ. Once again, it was pointed out to us that the eternal Son of God took on human flesh. He did so to take our place in fulfilling God's holy law and to pay for our guilt of sin. At the close of another year, we should ask ourselves some very serious questions. Let's now be concerned about that. Our concern should not be more money in the bank than we had a year ago. And whether our material earthly wishes were satisfied during this past year, I'm not sure about that either. There are more important questions that we ought to address to ourselves. There are things of greater importance about which we must be concerned. These pertain to our soul's well-being, to our relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. These are all important questions. We must ask ourselves questions regarding the strength of our faith, our life in the light of our faith. How do we act and react? How strong is our faith in God? Do we rely on God completely, or do we sometimes think that our so-called goodness contributes to our salvation? Well, our faith stands strong in the days of evil, or will fall apart when things go wrong. How do we face the uncertain future? Are we afraid of the tomorrows? Do we wonder whether God can see us through? Simeon had a strong faith. His words indicate a very strong reliance on God. He faced the future fearlessly. He was ready to go through the valley of the shadow of death because there was a glorious tomorrow awaiting him beyond that. We, like Simeon, are to commit our ways unto the Lord and to trust in Him all the way. What do we want out of life? What do we want in life? What gives us deep down satisfaction? What gives us contentment? Is it the greater things of life which pertain to the love of God, that is, the forgiveness of our sins? Does it revolve around the fact that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not charging our sins against us, or our creature comforts and material advantages the object to our end? Or is it to seek first the kingdom of God? Simeon first placed things first. His first and foremost concern was his eternal salvation. He was happy to see his salvation in Christ. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Like Simeon, we should seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of Christ first. We live in a simple world. No one is exempt from temptation. Temptations surround us everywhere, every day. Do we, during such times, lower our standards and hide behind the standards of the popular opinion of people in our neighborhood? Are we always moral giants in the face of loose living? Simeon did not fall prey to the opinions of his day. He devoted himself to the way of God, taking spiritual inventory. Is not to be only at the close of another year, but it should be on a daily basis. All of us need to strive for a more fuller and stronger faith through word and sacrament. Simeon knew the secret of life, but he also knew the secret of death. He found satisfaction in Christ. In Christ he found rest for an accusing conscience. In Christ he found the answer to every need, because Christ is the answer to our daily basic needs, the need for the forgiveness of sins. As Christians, we are called upon to go through trials and afflictions. We share in those things that come upon all people. In such times, faith is needed. We must not question or doubt the goodness of God, but really believe that all things do work together for good to those who love God. Simeon was a man of faith. He did not give up. His faith had staying power. May each of us keep Christ as the center of our faith and life. For only then, life will be good and we'll have solid hope. May God grant that we close another year in the firm knowledge that our sins are forgiven, and that we enter a new year with solid confidence that our Savior will lead us in the days ahead, building our faith and our trust, seeking to walk in the ways of the Lord. May God grant this to each of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here and extend itself into the joy of the eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
refresh them, and give rest unto the souls, we pray. Let us experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh and of our own self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, for we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forever. Hear us for thy own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307, please continue.
Thank you.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup and when he had supped and when he had given thanks he gave it, saying, drink ye all. This cup of the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it. In remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Take a drink. This is the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Now may his body and blood strengthen and preserve and keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Peace. Amen. mercy, that you would strengthen us to the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Next Sunday too?
Yep.
We have to start the first Sunday of the year. We have to always start the first Sunday of the year at Zion so that the voter's schedule ends up in the right place.
Next Sunday here, 9 o'clock.
That's correct.
Very good. Anything else? Okay, God bless.